Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Chav Hey, mitzvah 125. As we continue in Parshas Vayikra, we mentioned yesterday we had a mitzvah relating to the middle of the Olev Yored Karbanos, the Olev Yoreds, the Karban Chatas, which one brings depending on their tax bracket. If they have enough money, they bring an animal. If they don't have so much money, they bring birds. And if they have very little money, they bring flour. So yesterday we had a mitzvah relating to the middle one, relating to birds, the issue of separating the head from the Chatas Ha'of. And today, the next two mitzvahs we have related to the carbon of the Dalei Dalus, a carbon mincha one brings when they are a chote. Most of the time, carbon chatas, we don't associate with being flour, but if somebody is very poor by certain averos, they bring a carbon chatas. That's what the Torah tells us right here in Parakei. V'im lo tasig yado l'shtei sarim l'shtei b'nei yonah. If a person cannot even afford two doves or two torim, v'hevias karbono asher chata asiris ho'efa so les l'chatas. Someone brings a little flour for a chatas. Lo yasam aleha shemen v'lo yitein ala alavona ki chatasi. No oil and no frankincense are put on it because it is a chatas. So this pasuk, this phrase, are these two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. Lo yasam ala Hashem, and that is today's mitzvah. Lo yitein ala alavona, bezrat Hashem, will be tomorrow's mitzvah. So what is it about? Lo yasam ala Hashem. Let's see the Sefer HaChinuch. First of all, this is about a minchas chote, which if you remember, is one of the nine private Karbanis Mincha that we discussed back in Mitzvah Kuf Tezayin, the Mitzvah of Karban Mincha, the second Mitzvah in all of Sefer Vayikra. We discussed the 12 types of Karbanis Mincha, the three types of Mincha Tziburs. Those are the ones that we know, the Karban Omer brought on Pesach, the Karban Shtei Lechem brought on Shavuos, and the Lechem Aponim brought every Shabbos. Those are the three carbon tziburs that are flour carbonas, that are minchas. And then you have the nine carbon minchas that are yachid. You have the five that are the voluntary ones. Just the difference is, depending on what type of pot you use and what you want to use, marcheshes, machvas, mafetanur, those are all the five voluntary. Then you have the two minchas chinuchs. Minchas chinuch, the first day a carbon, a coin serves as a Kohen, he has to bring a special carbon, and the Kohen Gadol has to bring that carbon every single day. That's the Minchas Chavitah, that's the next two. So you have the five, you have the two, and then you have the two Minchas Chotes. You have the Minchas Kedos of Asota, and the Minchas Chote right here. Right, so this is one of those nine carbonous minchas that are private. So, related to that, says the Chinuch, Shelo yitin shemen zayis b'minchas chotei. Shelo yasim ha-kohen shemen b'minchas chotei ani. A Kohen is not allowed to put oil in a minchas chote of an ani, even though almost all karbanas mincha have oil and mixed with them and frankincense put on them. But when it comes to a sinner's carbon mincha, so there is an iser d'araisa to put oil on it. Shneamar lo yasam al hashem, and as the pasuk says, do not put oil on it. V'yaval bisha b'shar minachas hayinosin shemen, even though all other minchas had shemen. Umepnei kein amarti chote ani. And why do I say it only applies to an anis carbon? Ki chote asher, and maybe minchas chemach la'olam. Because an asher, a rich person, will never bring a mincha made out of chemach. Ki im carbon behema, kamosha meforish batorah. Like the pasuk says, he'll bring an animal. He won't bring a carbon minchas. That's why this only applies to this type of carbon. Okay, mishar shei mitzvah. Let's get to what the shorish behind this mitzvah. So interestingly, the chinuch quotes two Shirashim, one of them is already in the Gemara. Usually you don't have Shirashim of the Chinuch in the Gemara, but here you have one. Mishar Shei Mitzvah. Lefisha Shemen Remez Lamalu L'Gdula. Oil reflects and connotes a maila, greatness. We discussed already a couple of mitzvahs related to the Shemen HaMishcha. The mitzvah of anointing kings and anointing a Kohen Gadol and the issue of making the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen symbolizes something special. If one tries to mix oil with any other liquids, oil floats to the top. That's what Am Yisrael symbolizes. Am Levad Yad Yishkon, as many Torahs said about Chanukah time. Chanukah time, why did Nes Davka happen with oil? Because the Yevanim wanted to say there's nothing different, there's nothing unique about the Jewish people. What the Yevanim tried to do, they said you could have a temple, we'll have a temple, you'll have a temple, but don't think there's any ruchnius about it. Don't think there's anything special about your temple. You're just like us. You could do yours, we could do ours. They wouldn't destroy the base of Megdash, they would just matami it. They went around and they touched everything. They wanted to show, they would dafka matami it. They made a couple of pierces, make up broken walls in the base of Megdash, but really they told the Jews they could have their base of Megdash because they're all similar, we're all together. And that's dafka, the nace of the oil, to show that we are an Am Levadad Yishkon, we are an Am HaNivchar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special job for us. That's the oil. And that's this Isra of oil. Oil symbolizes something special. chashuv ma'od, it is something chashuv, the yadua hu chashivas Hashem anatov, and it's known, special oil, the chashivas of oil, is known. That's why kings and Kohen Gadols and Kohanim are anointed with the oil. And that's why we could even mention the question that we mentioned a few weeks ago from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that we call our future Messiah Mashiach. We call him Mashiach, even though Minchas Chinuch said, ironically, it could be, he had this question, that the future Mashiach will not be Nimshach. He'll be considered Ben Achar Ben, and there won't be a machlokas about it, so he won't even need Nimshach B'Shem and Mishcha. But that was his question. But either way, he's called Mashiach, because that symbolizes, the oil symbolizes his greatness. Al-Kain, and that is why, because oil has all the special qualities, says the Chinuch, Ein Roy, Lasseis Bimenu, Bimenchas Achote, Hatzarek Laharos Ba'atzmo, Daiga V'Shiflus. It is inappropriate to put on the Mincha of a sinner something that shows greatness. He's supposed to feel like a sinner now. Bye! All the other times that we use oil, it's something special, it's something great, it's something grand. By regular mincha, it's a voluntary mincha, it is a mincha of the tzibur, but here this mincha is used for a chet. We don't want to glorify the carbon of a chote, and therefore, we don't use oil. And one is not allowed to put oil on it. Al Shabbat Dvar HaVeira Liyado, because the Dvar HaVeira came through his hand, so we don't put oil on it. We want him to get the message that he is not in a glorified state. As we know, this concept comes up other places as well. The fact that we want people to get the messages of the Karban. We have the idea this time of year. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it. Many others, but I'll read it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. It's in Tapei Tesiv Gimel. Tapei Tesiv Gimel is the siman about Sfiras HaOmer. So it quotes there the machlokas between Most Rishonim and the Rambam, whether Sfiras HaOmer today is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. And Rov Rishonim, Baalei Tosfos say that Sfiras HaOmer today is a mitzvah de Rabbanan, because we don't have the carbon Omer. Sfiras HaOmer, only if we have an Omer is it the Oraisa. If it's not the, if we don't have an Omer, it's only the Rabbanan. But the Rambam, holds in Hilchos Tfilin and Musafin, mitzvahs aseh l'spar sheva shavasos timimos miyom havasa omer. U'mitzvah zu akolish v'yisrael b'chol makom u'v'chol zman. Always. It's always a mitzvah. They ask the Aruch HaShulchan, ask many achronim. How could the Rambam say it's daraisa? Isn't it only daraisa from the karban? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, bordering on Jerush, but he says it. The avagab da'ata ein karban, yishlomar de'ikir asfira hu l'matan Torah. The ikir sfira is to matan Torah, is to shvuas, as the Chinuch himself says later on. Kamo shemoni yisrael mikodem l'fi ha'medrash e'venu. Just like B'nai Yisrael then counted sfira in the days of the Midbar. Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva lahavi karbanos b'tchilas ha'minyan. It's really counted for Pesach the shvuas, but he gives us karbanos to give us the message of these days. But not that you need the karban to be d'oraisa for the sphira. What's the message? He gives us a carbon of omer at the beginning. An omer comes from sa'orim, from barley. Ubisofo, and at the end, on shvuas, we bring the shteya lechem, which comes from chitim, wheat. Laharos, to teach us. To build the Torah, anachnu kebehemos nidme. Without the Torah, we are like animals. Shema achalan sa'orim. Like the machos sa'orim, like the carbon sota, it comes from from Sa'orim barley, he asked the Maisa Behema, Lafika Karbana Maisa Behema. So this is a similar idea. Ukshiblu Atorah, let's just finish his words. Ukshiblu Atorah, Havidimus Adam, he now were like people. Lachain Karbana Menachita Machal Adam. Lachain Sifsa Torah, Limnos Laha Karban, Aval Ikra Kavana Hulamatan Torah. Lachain Mitzvah Gabis Manazeh, Kain Nirilani is Daiti. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Marsha says the same thing in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, if you want to look it up. But that is a similar idea here. We don't put oil on it because we wanted to get the message that he is bringing a carbon of a chait. This idea is already in the Gemara. This shorish, the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon Sita says, "Bedinu shetei minchas chotei tuno shema v'lavona." Really, a minchas chotei should have oil and lavona on it. The Havamin is against it. Without this mitzvah, I would have thought otherwise. Why? Shelo yehei chotei niskar. Think about it. This poor guy, he did a chait just because he's bringing a mincha of a chote. Every other mincha that you bring, you have to bring oil and frankincense. All of a sudden, he's bringing it because of a chait, so he's better off. His carbon is cheaper because he doesn't have to bring oil. So I would have said, says Rav Shimon, chote niska. We don't want the sinner to win, and therefore we should make him have oil. Tuna, why not? Why do we say the olam askana? Why is there a mitzvah otherwise? Shelo yeh karbanu muhudar. So his carbon should be muhudar. That value of his carbon not being glorified overrides the fact of chote niskar. But that reason is given in the Gemara. We don't want his carbon to be muhudar. We'll get back to chote niskar in a minute. Let's just continue a little bit more though first. The O nomar. And there's a second reason. A second time. A second shorish says the chinuch. Shehu lechem lasani. We have compassion on the ani. Shelo atricho yosim idai lavi shem. And similar to what the chinuch said yesterday, we want to get the ani out of there quickly because we have rachmanis on him, even though he was a chote. So to here, we have rachmanis on him, and we save him a buck. We save him a buck, right, against that havamin of chote niskar. We save him some money so he doesn't have to bring oil. Ki Hashem baruch hu lo yatriach birya. Hashem is not matriach birya. Hashem has rachmanis. If you look in Oz Gimel in the footnotes, he quotes a beautiful medrash from Vayikra Rabba. Amar kadosh baruch hu, eser behemos toras masati lecha. There are 10 kosher animals I gave you. Shalosh b'rishuscha v'sheva ina b'rishuscha. Three of them you are domesticated. Three of them are easy to get to and seven are not. Shema hitrakti lachzor baharim ulesagia b'gvos lavi karban me'ayol tzivi yachmar. You might think that I make you bring the animals that are so hard to get. No! What do I make you bring? Lo amarti ala be'elu she'beshuscha v'sh'alei boscha. What do we have to bring? Keves, ayil, para, all the animals that are easy. So too here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be matriach on a birya, and it might be hard for an ani to get oil. So therefore, let him just bring some flour, and that will be enough. Only a little bit of flour, only a siris. Nobody lacks even the most basic, a little flour. If you have anything, you have a little flour. If a person is eating at all, we'll get to that better tomorrow. These reasons apply to Lavona as well. So the Chinuch quotes two different reasons. Why there's no oil, we don't want to have his carbon mehudar. And number two, we want to have some rachmanis on the ani. The Minchas Chinuch usually does not talk about this part of the Chinuch, of the Shorash of the Mitzvah, but in Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch wonders why the Chinuch has to give a reason other than what the Gemara gave. Ube'emes, in the fourth line of Dibur Maskel Uma, be'emes sarachiyun, to beferish mevor b'menachis, the Gemara that we just read, he quotes Reb Shimon, it shouldn't be mehudar. Mevor beferish, delav machmas chemles ha'ani, to other rabba, rakata marishon, shalo yekar bana mehudar. So he just wonders why the Chinuch has to go out of his way to bring a separate reason if the Gemara, if the Gemara already gives a reason. Okay. Interesting, chote niskar is a reason that comes up in a number of places in Shas, that we try not to give the chote, somebody who sins, we don't want it to be better off. Just to quote you two very interesting tshuvas related to the sugya, which quote the idea of chote niskar. One is the one in the Rishonim, or the border, the Radvaz. The Radvaz says in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Nun Vav. Gotta remember this for Parshas here next year, Parshas Bereishis. Somebody asked the Radvaz, the Talmud, tell me, how did Adam HaRishon sin? How did he eat from the Eitz Hadas? I know I'm now Einlcha, Einli Esek V'Nistaros, says the questioner, but Eich Yispata Achar Eitzas Ishto V'Yavro Mitzvah Kawa Kasha Tzivo Yotzer Yisbrach. How did he do it? Many ideas given. So, says the Radvaz, we've never quoted this one before, Da. Ki davar muskalhu, ki kol hove nifsad, ula basov yachsar kol davar yisod harishon, asher mimenu lukach. It's obvious and logical, says the Radvaz, that anything physical will eventually rot and wither away and return to its previous state. That's natural. Kol shekin adam amurka midalat yisodos, including man. Man is physical. He comes from the four yisodos, says the Radvaz, and he will go, logically, everything physical will eventually fade away. Umasha amalo akel. And therefore, another Marisha knew this. And what Hashem told him, ki biyom acholcha mimenu most tamos, and the day that you eat this, you shall surely die. Adam knew he was going to die anyway. Most tamos, he assumed that meant misa mikresi. Ki amisa hativis ein manos mimena. Natural death eventually was going to happen. But ki biyom acholcha mimenu, that was going to be a punishment earlier than the natural state of affairs would have been. That's what he knew. So Adam Rishon knew he was going to die anyway. He knew it always. And then he also looked around and he saw animals procreating, and he didn't know if he was going to be able to procreate and continue the species of man or not. He didn't know that. But he also knew, Gam Yada Babirur, Asher Nata Elokim Began Gan Eitzachayim. He knew there was some tree of life in this Gan. Avalo Yada Makomo, he didn't know where it was. The Eitzachayim Betoch Hagan, Shlo Hayelo Moka Mesuyam. And that's exactly what the Nachash Kivitz Chava and Adam. What did he say? Wouldn't it be great to serve Hashem forever? It would be amazing. You'd be like a Malach. And therefore, you know what you gotta do? All you have to do is to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll figure out which tree is the Eitz HaChaim. You'll then eat from the Eitz HaChaim, and you'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. That was the Taina. V'yomar belibo al yedei she'ocha min ha'etz yebidas lahakir makom Eitz HaChaim v'yocha mimenu v'yeye kayam b'ish mishares lefnei bori ke'echan mimalachi ha'shares ha'omdim lefanav tamid v'yefshar yoza I'll be greater. Lochain Amr Beeduso. See, he said to himself, Mutav Evar al mitzvah zu the Ashuv. I'll violate this mitzvah and I'll do tshuva on it. Ki ein davar omid b'fnei tshuva, kidei lahasik hasaga asher ein erich aleha. Serving Hashem forever? There's no greater value. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably wants me to do this. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset for. And then he had to throw him out. Why? Shma mina tarti. Here's our line. Chadash, ayidei she'acham eitz hadas, yada v'yakir eitz hachaim yachal imenu. Number one, because he ate from eitz hadas, he knew the tree. So Hashem couldn't keep him in here anymore. And number two, mashmanami, shezesh ayidaito mitchila umanu mimenu v'gershu megan eden, kidei shelo yehei chotei niskar. Umikamakam adam arishon l'tova niskavein, shenis'av elios ke'echan mimalachav, ha'omdim l'fanav tamid. Kolshekin shelo yada adam es'ito v'chashav shiyu yom of kitzarim, he didn't think he would live forever. That is the Radvaz's usage of chotei niskar, number one. Number two, the other uses of chotei niskar, and then we'll get back to our case, is a tshuva Rav Moshe has. Rav Moshe Feistin has in Yoredeya, Chela Gimel, Simin Kuf Yud. There was a story in Charleston, South Carolina in 1966. In the summer, where a Rav asked Rav Moshe, there was a family living that the mother was not Jewish, but she acted Jewish for many, many years, and her husband was Jewish, her kids were Jewish, her kids were not Jewish, because she was not Jewish, but they had a gerus. The kids all had a gerus, but the mother never had a gerus. And for 17 years, she was begging the Rabbanim, I want to be Misgayer, and nobody ever let them. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe they didn't think she was so emistic. They finally asked Rav Moshe in 1966, and Rav Moshe says, you can be Misgayer as long as you see that she is emistic, and you have to make sure that she agrees that even if sometimes her husband would not want her to do things religiously, she has to go against her husband, but if she sees she's very emes la'amita, and she's very accepting, then you can't be megayer her. But then the shaila was, usually, after a geirus takes place, you have to have the 3 months of avchana. 3 months of avchana after a death, after a divorce. You always need 3 months where a husband and wife are not allowed to be together in order to make sure to know who the Vlad is, whose Vlad it belongs to of the father. Let's say if a woman gets divorced and the next day she gets remarried and then she gets has a baby 6 months later, you don't know who the father is. So Chazal and Masechus Yevamos were misakin that you need 3 months in between every type of marriage. So you need 3 months here. It's the same person. It's the same person that they've been living together the whole time. Says Rav Moshe, yes. You know why? Shelo yehei chotei niskar. If she would want to marry anybody else, she'd have to wait 3 months. So now she's marrying the one that she's been sitting with all these years? No way, says Rav Moshe, lo yehei chotei niskar. But that's the svara, that svara that the Radvaz and Rav Moshe quotes is exactly what's brought up here in the Gemara. You might have thought chotei niskar, so therefore you should put oil on the minchas chotei, kamash malan, we don't. Okay, but those are the two reasons given in the chinuch. Let's continue though. Midiniya mitzvah. Mashemir shiv zacharin lavracha. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Shemir chaschotei haisei isaron echel lopachas v'loyoser. Amir chaschotei is one little isaron. A flower. Not less, not more. V'chala menachos akrevos legabe mizbeach tu noshema v'lavona. All other minchas require oil and frankincense. V'lug shema l'kol isaron and a lug of oil for every isaron. V'komets v'lavona l'chol mincha. Bein shayis isaron echano afilu shishim isaron. And a komets of lavona. Lavona doesn't change depending on how big the oil changes based on the quantity of the mincha, but the lavona does not. But you always bring the lavona. You only bring though up to 60 isaron in one mincha. More than that, we know the din of Reb Zera. We'll talk more about this maybe tomorrow or later today. The din of Reb Zera is that you cannot bring more than 60 isaron in one mincha because that is not mixable. You have to mix the oil into the flour. That's not mixable. And even though we paskin b'di'evet, even if you didn't mix it, it's okay, but you need the potential to mix it properly. And therefore, if it's more than 60, then you have to bring it in two separate kelim. Chutz mi minchas kedoshim minchas chote, all these rules apply except for these two minchas. She'ein b'hem shemen v'lavona. With this iser tells me there is no oil or lavona brought. She'nam lo yasam ala shemen v'lo yitin ala lavona. You can't put oil or frankincense on it. V'yaser pradem v'arba minachas. The rest is explained in minachas. But v'heges mizban abay is bezichrei kahuna, and this mitzvah applies only by the male kohanim because they're the ones that are osek. Ilahema avoda, they're the ones osek in a carbon mincha. Even though we know shchitas ksher bizar, a zar, a non-kohen, could do the first avoda by an animal, but when it comes to a mincha, even the kmitza must be done by a kohen. The earlier avodos we discussed back in mitzvah kuf tezayin by mincha, what about the matan shemen? What about the earlier belilas before we do the kmitza? But that was a discussion there, lachachila, b'diavon. But this iser says the chinuch applies to zichrei kuhuna. V'kohen over alav anasat shemen min chazush al chote ani lokef. Somebody puts, if one of the kohanim put oil on it, they get malchus. Let's talk about one or two things, and then we'll talk more about the dinner of zera and kalorai labila, which relates to these mincha mitzvahs. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But if you look at the minchas chinuch, it knows gimel. Says the minchas chinuch, he quotes the Rambam that where is kmitza done? The kmitza that you're not allowed to put oil on. He discusses where it's done. That is a major machlokas. It sounds like from the Gemara. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samak Gimel has a girsa that has to be done on the north side of the Azara. Rashi takes out that girsa. Most Rishonim take out that girsa because kmitza can really be done anywhere in the Azara. You don't need Safon. Even Rashi takes out the girsa, even by a mincha of a chote, even though other carbon chatas need Safon by an animal for shchita, but kmitza of a minchas chote, Rov Rishonim or Goris does not need Safon. So the place where you're not allowed to put oil on could be anywhere in the Azara. In Oz Dalid, says the Minchas Chinuch, also litin shemen al minchazu, hein al minchasolas kodem a kmitza, in al akomish lachar nishenikmitza. It doesn't matter, the Isra applies before you do the kmitza, or on the komitz after you do the kmitza. It applies either way. But it's pashut. Before kmitza, mishenasan haMincha kula leklisharis diskasha bekli. Before kmitza could apply, but only after you put the mincha in the klisharis. Before you put the mincha in the klisharis, it's not niskadish yet. So there's no is, there's no kedushas aguf yet. We discussed in the past, also back in mitzvah kuf tezayin, that by a carbon mincha, unlike an animal achieves kedushas aguf, but with kedushas peh, right when the person says, "I am makdish this animal," but by a mincha, because says Rav Meir Simcha, which we quoted then, says Rav Meir Simcha, because a flower is not unified. It's a lot of granules. So what holds it together? It's not like an animal, which is one unit. What holds it together? It has to be niskadish bekli. So that's why only after niskadish bekli does it gain kedushas aguf, and only then does the iser of oil kick in. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll talk a little more about the iser of oil tomorrow, because the minchas chinuch and the chinuch had these together. Kuf chav hei, kuf chav vav. We'll talk more about chatzi shir, which the minchas chinuch comes up, and we'll talk about more about the din of Reb Zera, and we'll talk more about why these lavim are counted separately and not together. That'll be a little bit more when we get to it tomorrow.